When you think of rap, do you think of this? Songs like these may often rank high on the music charts, but it's not the kind of sound rapper Pigeon John is after. His new album release, Pigeon John and the Summertime Pool Party, is more fun than thug. It's got a nostalgic tone that comes off at times as even wholesome. Taylor Brittany Ford caught up with the artist in his hometown of Hawthorne, California.
Pigeon John raps to beats you could dance to in a posh club or play tetherball to at summer camp. His lyrics about growing up are very place-specific. So for an interview...
Hey, how's it going?
Hello.
I asked John to give me a tour of his hometown.
P-I-G-E-O-N. We are in Hawthorne, California, on Hawthorne Boulevard and Imperial Highway.
Hawthorne isn't exactly notorious for breeding rappers. Situated walking distance to the ocean, the most well-known music group to ever emerge from this city was the Beach Boys. The group had their heyday in the late 60s, and driving down Hawthorne's main drag with John, the city's facade feels stuck in that era.
A lot of these stores are still here. It's a lot of mid-level storefronts. I walk the alleys and just, you know, rap. Check it. We used to roll through Inglewood, bumping the Beasties. Dana Dane on repeat till the tape deck deceased. Me, my brother Carlo, be twice and earn burn singing. You must.
John Dust was born in Omaha, Nebraska. The summer before fifth grade, he moved with his mother and two siblings to Inglewood, California. Half black, half white, and an avid skateboarder, John felt almost as out of place in Inglewood as he had in the Midwest. So when his mom moved the family to the nearby suburb of Hawthorne, he began to feel a sense of place.
Yeah, Hawthorne from Inglewood was, for my mom, a move up, like a nicer neighborhood.
And for John, it meant a more diverse group of friends. He continued to hang out with skaters, dressed like he lived in the 50s, and got into making hip-hop raps and beats. By the time he was in high school, he was already making POS mixes with his DJ friend, B Twice.
It was a dual cassette day, and we didn't have any equipment, so we'd go to the oldie station, or the jazz stations on Sundays and stuff, and find little loops. And just basically record tapes and tapes of hours of music. So every two bars, we would press pause, rewind it, unpress it for two bars, press pause, and we'd make 3 minutes of that loop because we didn't have a beat machine. Such is life,
a stand-up man. He began performing as a teenager at the Good Life Cafe, a health food store in South Central Los Angeles. His friend's mom would call him Pigeon, so he began using it as his MC name on stage. At the Good Life, John was cheered on and booed off stage, and he couldn't get enough of the spotlight.
Wanting to be a musician was when I was 17, and that spawned from the Good Life and making little pause mix songs and for hours and hours, and I just realized this is probably what I should be doing.
It was also at the Good Life where John rid himself of what he calls a rapper's crutch. The habitual use of words that, once they get past the censors, sound like sh**, bitch, and asshole. John hardly ever swears in his raps to this day.
But so many raw MCs came out of that area. It's like from 8 to 10 p.m. on Thursday at a health food restaurant. No cussing allowed. No degradation of women. You couldn't say the P word, nothing. So, but a lot of great MCs came out, and I really believe because they couldn't lean on that stuff.
He's talking about artists like The Far Side, The Black Eyed Peas, and Jurassic 5. John performed there with a group of his own called Brainwash Projects, and eventually met up with the Southland Hip Hop Collective, the LA Symphony. This current record is Pigeon John's fourth solo release, with contributions on the album from artists like RJD2, Lyrics Born, and J Live. John's new album is a far cry from his pause mixing days.
Memories. Definitely, when I wrote this, I thought about my old skate days of Hawthorne and Inglewood. We lived in our own world. Because most of the skating is like, you're mostly alone. And you're listening, and it's night, before like headphones or anything like that, listening to music. It was a lot of fun.
On Hawthorne Boulevard, we pass by a restaurant, and John is quick to point out it was used in Quentin Tarantino's film Pulp Fiction. A fan of the director, John adds that Tarantino was also from the South Bay. Both artists use the modest town as a site of inspiration for their creative work. He points out a faded brown sign to the right.
You ever see Jackie Brown? That was the hotel. She lived in Hawthorne, her character.
Driving around Tarantino's old film sites, listening to John's music in his black Lincoln Navigator feels like driving around a backdrop that is frozen in time. John's music tells the story. It becomes the soundtrack of our ride, and a soundtrack to a boy becoming a man. Again, the summer never ended. Our skin hit the wind, the young and the splendid.
7-Eleven heavenly parking lot laughs in the night. That's the 7-Eleven heavenly parking lot laughs in the night I was talking about. Today, I just want to tell you I miss you. Hope and wish you would stay for a little while. It's dark and I can't even see you smile. A cold old man that was once a child. I just want to tell you I miss you.
You're saying I miss you? Who are you talking to?
When you grow up, it's kind of like you have to say goodbye to your youth a little bit. So I kind of wanted to pretend like your youth was an actual person, and it's kind of bittersweet because you don't know, you know, it's going to get better in the future, but also, you know, I always think like, dang, fool, that's wild, because you're working or you're married now, and you know, all that stuff.
John is married now and grown up by his own standards, but his sound remains a work in progress, constantly taking risks and looking for new frontiers in hip-hop.
Playing it safe for me is chasing the radio, seeing what's hot, okay, down south is hot, you know, 808 and stuff, and trying to sound like someone else and trying to make radio hits that don't sound natural. There's nothing wrong with hits, but if it doesn't sound natural, then there's something wrong with it. So just giving up that whole rat race and just saying, dude, I don't want to do freaking music for my friends in Whittier, California.
For NPR News, I'm Taylor Brittany Ford.
The artist's new album, Pigeon John and the Summertime Pool Party, hits the stores this week. What up, Jesus? What up, my mellow, my man? Can I ask you a couple questions about the whole dang plan? Why the wars? Why the death? Why the burning crucifix and the rest? So much drama, so many stars. Did you really hang out at the bars? I thought you did. You look crazy. You ever have a bar fight, Patrick Swayze? No disrespect, dude. Why am I sorry? Can't stop me. You look like Abru and Bill Cosby mixed together. I can't explain it. I'm freaking mad.